Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A tiger advances through the jungle. Freeze frame on a colored drawing of the tiger's head. Mandalay. White chalk words in a clapboard frame. Homegrown pictures. A reflective letter H turns on screen. Hudlin Entertainment. Narration.
It's all about the brotherhood. It's a feeling. Something to strive for, be proud of. Brotherhood is forever. Lambda men are leaders, scholarly, honorable, and proud. And sure, it's rough. That's the point. After pledging, a Lambda man is ready for anything. Only a chosen few make it to the other side. My pops couldn't finish. Dropped. I'm gonna prove it's worth it. I'm gonna see it through.
Six African-American college freshmen in a car at night.
Hey, you know where we going, Square?
Square is the driver.
Crack baby always know where you going.
My name is not Crack baby.
All right, man, whatever, Square. Hey, nigga, turn up the heat, man. How the fuck you see we blowing them thick-ass glasses?
Listen, I told you the heat doesn't work, okay?
A tall boy riding shotgun spits out the window.
My nigga, stop spitting.
Hey, man, we don't want to get pulled over for anything.
Riding in the back of the gray Volvo station wagon, a mustached boy with a tapered high-top haircut observes the others quietly, then stares out the window. At dawn, the sky glows pink over the college campus. Scenes of a river in daylight, calm and serene, bordered by trees. Then, white caps on rapids as the river flows through dense woods. The Volvo's headlights shine brightly as it travels on a deserted rural road at daybreak, then turns into a secluded forest. On-screen text reads, Monday. The six freshmen run through the woods wearing identical navy blue hoodies and white undershirts. They stop in a clearing and form a line, standing with clenched faces as they stare straight ahead before an African-American college senior who is muscular with a clean short haircut and a gold earring.
You must have fucking late. I said 6 a.m. What time is it now?
It's 6:03, big brother, shut up!
The mustache boy steps forward.
How bad you want it, boy?
I want
to
be a...
Shut up! You don't have what it take to be a Lambda. Get on your face!
The boy drops into a plank position.
How about all you mutts? On your face!
The six boys do planks, then push-ups.
Count off, number one. Ready? Down! One! Pick two. Your fucking head up!
Three. The senior presses his foot down on the mustache boy.
Two! Three!
How bad
two.
You want it now,
one.
Boy?
Two!
I want to be a Lambda, big boy!
Three! One! I don't see
two.
One worthy player in
here!
One!
Two!
On your feet!
The boys jog in place with faces clenched.
Get those knees up! Man! Fish must be freezing right now, huh?
The senior throws a football into the river. He calls the mustache boy out, then trips him.
Woo! You lucky boy! You're a fucking lucky ass mutt today! Go get the fucking ball, boy! With some fucking enthusiasm! You have no E! Snap! Get in the fucking position!
The boy snaps into a plank, go. Then does more push-ups while the others continue
get
jogging.
Motherfucker! Let me tell you something about getting into this fraternity. You...
He kicks the boy.
Got him! Won it!
A boy with long dreadlocks intervenes, dropping into a plank between them.
You brave motherfucker!
Get your brave ass out of here.
The long-haired boy stands up to him.
What?
Fail. You fail.
Bruh, this ain't right, man.
Any of you must got something to say? You can drop my line right now.
You know what?
This fraternity don't need none of y'all.
Yo, Z, I'm over this, man.
The long-haired boy urges the mustache boy, Z, to get up and leave.
I'm over this, man. Let's go.
Man, get your bitch ass out of here.
The senior kicks a long-haired boy, who walks away from the scene while Z remains in plank position. The senior squats in front of Z.
Get back in line, boy.
Z resumes jogging in place with the others.
3 weeks of pledging! And that's how the first day of hell week on time!
Afterwards, in the car.
Land of five!
Who? Land of five!
Who?
Land of five!
Who?
Land of five!
We made it through the first day of hell week, motherfuckers!
Thanks to God.
Your day's not over yet, man.
Ah, yo, my hands are numb.
I can't fucking believe it.
Bro, I thought you were gonna drop line.
Yo,
yeah. Ow, man.
You can't do that.
The long-haired boy is walking along the road.
Yo, you wanna pull over?
Yo, don't pull over. We got shit to do.
It's 5 miles back to the dorms.
Nigga, you ain't learned anything today.
We underground, and anybody that jeopardizes that is out.
Frank, we just can't leave him.
We? I don't know none of y'all. I'm not doing this for you or you, bruh.
They drive past him.
Man, yo, pull the car over.
You fucking football head. You guaranteed in no matter what.
How will the Browns know?
Because I'm going to tell them.
Z.
Quitters walking on, man. Simple as that.
Stopped at a drive-thru order board, Square leans out the window wearing square glasses and buzz-cut hair.
Welcome to Whataburger. Can I take your order?
30 sausage biscuits. 30 hash browns.
Oh, with egg and cheese on those, please.
We can't afford egg and cheese.
Thank you. Pull up to the next window.
A young black woman with long braids greets them at the pickup window.
Hey, so y'all sure y'all just don't want to do 30 sausage biscuit meals? It's cheaper.
Yo, look, man, just give us the 30 sausage biscuits and the hash browns, all right?
Whatever, okay. That'll be $92.40.
Oh, hurry up, man.
A bearded boy with a short afro gazes at her from the back seat. She meets his eyes briefly while Square hands over wads of cash.
Thank you.
The bearded boy checks out her backside as she turns to the till.
Don't forget the ketchup.
How many ketchups you want?
100.
She gnaws on chewing gum while packing their order into paper bags with the help of a coworker.
Thank you, girl.
She passes the bags to Square, who hands them to the tall boy riding shotgun.
Bye, y'all.
The boys drive away from Whataburger. Then, delivering breakfast, they knock at a frat house room. A hefty senior opens the door, shirtless, looks them over, then nods for them to enter.
Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that?
They race up a staircase and file into another senior's room, who wears a fisherman beanie and a gold ring medallion around his neck. They arrive in another room where the senior with the earring glares at them and snatches his breakfast bag.
Greetings, brother!
They stand in a line before the hefty senior, then in a line before the senior with the medallion.
Boy, you must be daft. Where's my OJ? My paper?
Nah, that just won't do.
The hefty senior.
Y'all are the sorriest group of pledges I have ever seen.
Square's attention drifts to a naked girl covering up in the hefty senior's bed.
Hey, what the hell, homeboy?
The hefty senior gets in his face while chewing a mouthful of food. The senior with the earring rifles through his breakfast bag.
Hold on now. What, you ain't got no napkins?
The senior with the medallion.
Daenerys is not pleased. Get in the push-up position.
The hefty senior.
And they better have egg and cheese on it next time, too. You hear me, homeboy?
Now get.
The senior with the earring slams the door in their faces.
Get the hell out of my room.
Get.
The hefty senior slaps them as they run out. The senior with the medallion rolls his garbage into a ball and throws it at Z's head. Later, Z's having sex with a short-haired black girl in her dorm room's single bed while her roommate is out. Afterwards, he lies on his back while she sits beside him, examining his bruised torso.
Your ribs.
His cell phone shows an incoming call from Square. He hits decline and sits up quickly.
Shit.
Her roommate enters with her hair in an updo.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
She exits to the bathroom as Z hauls on his clothes.
Why she got an attitude with me? Huh?
His girlfriend watches him impassively.
I love you.
He starts for the door, then returns for one last kiss.
Can I have one more? Love you. Bye.
He enters a dorm room with Square, who is considerably shorter, neatly dressed, and wearing a backpack. Z quickly changes his clothes.
Did you get some?
Get it how you can, man.
Square smiles at first, then turns up his nose.
Damn, dude. You stink.
Z sprays deodorant all over.
That's it?
And everybody has maid service, Richie Rich. Help yourself. You stink too.
Dude, I thought you were gonna drop this morning.
I might go through all this just to quit my home stretch.
And miss out on the girls.
Girls. I keep getting girls either way.
Square averts his eyes and looks around agitatedly. Z gets a text from Pops, which reads, "Hey Z, I know it's a busy week, but call your Pops." He looks at Square.
What's wrong with you?
The Frederick Douglass African American University campus on a sunny day. A couple of boys toss a football in a vast field. Male and female students stand around the entrance of a stately building with white columns. A clock tower sits atop a sprawling three-story building. Walking side by side across the grounds, Z stands a foot taller than Square. I always did my thing,
they used to give me funny looks. Holy shit, it's the eight of probate, look.
This early? No way.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
Fraternity brothers wearing blue face paint cross a yard doing a hip-hop step routine.
Damn, it is. Check out them eight of motherfuckers.
Yo, let's get closer.
What?
Are you crazy?
Shut up. Just keep your head down, man. You'll be all right. All right.
They stand amid a crowd gathered around a stage as the blue-faced frat brothers perform a manly stomping slapping dance.
Yo, look at them crossing the burning sands.
Introducing Omega, the winner, Neo Vice.
Z, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
All right, I'm coming.
While walking away, a senior with a short mohawk haircut accosts them.
Hold up, man. You know what happened to jitties that get caught in the yard during Hell Week? Huh? Don't let me see your jitty ass out here again or you won't make us your own probate show. You hear me?
Yes, big brother.
Yes, big brother. Sure.
Get the fuck out of here. What did I tell you?
Shut up.
What did I
shut up?
We're gonna pay for this sooner or later. You wanna get beat down again?
A slender black girl with shoulder-length wavy hair reads in a classroom.
In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that, if it is installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes.
Thank you, Angel.
Z arrives late and sits down with a yawn. A middle-aged female professor hands him a paper marked with a D+ and the comment, "You've got to be kidding me."
I assume everyone read the Willie Lynch letter as a sign? Angel.
Yeah, well, according to my research, this document is made up, but some of the language used in it is from the 21st century.
Yes.
I read something similar, but regardless, slave owners did use tactics to divide us as a people.
That doesn't make the document real.
It's the truth that similar things happened. How is that not real?
I'm saying the document isn't real. It doesn't matter if whatever was written in it happened or not. A fake man made a fake account in a document written by someone else.
This argument is real because this topic is real.
Is that real hair up in your head?
Ladies.
I paid for real hair.
Exactly. Just because the hair is real, it doesn't make your weave real. See, it's a weave. It's fake. Real facts, fake account, fake document.
Okay, ladies. Let's stick to the topic. Zurich.
She calls on Z.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't really know much about weaves to answer, Professor. Right. Well, for me, I don't really see how we address the real issue by adopting half-baked urban myths. We don't need a real document to wake us up, you know?
Angel studies him and nods discreetly.
It's good to see you're awake behind those closed eyes. Okay, believers, non-believers alike, write at least 2 pages presenting your thesis statement. Your paper on Frederick Douglass is due in exactly 1 week. It's in the syllabus. Need I point it out?
After class, Z delivers a paper to the professor's inbox outside her open office door.
Mr. Condell, come in.
Z enters and closes the door.
Sit down.
He removes his knapsack and sits across from her. He stares up at a sketch portrait on her wall of a black man with long white hair and a beard.
If there's no struggle, there's no progress.
That's his most popular quote. There's not too many people left to understand Frederick Douglass's significance to history.
So, what did you want to talk to me about, Professor?
Whatever you like, Zurich.
We'll have to go get some lunch for my biology class, so, you know, thank you.
I'm always here whenever you want to talk. About anything.
I'll keep that in mind, Professor.
She sits at her desk wearing a beige suit, an afro, and large hoop earrings.
It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
He stops on his way out and looks back at her.
That's my favorite Douglass quote.
He nods politely, then leaves.
Have a good day.
Z enters a large hall where sororities and fraternities have information tables set up and students are mingling. Z shakes hands with a boy at a table and picks up some information. Angel sits at a nearby table with sorority sisters dressed in turquoise shirts. Z glances at the senior frat brothers sitting with burgundy jackets on at a table laden with pink flyers and ribbons. A cancer awareness poster hangs on the wall behind them.
Hello. Come out and donate. We're raising the awareness of the effects of breast cancer on our black women.
Sisters.
The frat brother sees Z with his high fashion girlfriend.
Hey, boo. What's up? Mm-hmm. Are you still on for tonight?
You know it's a hard week for me. Okay, just give me a week, all right?
A week?
Yes, please.
Wait, Zurich, what did they have you doing?
Can you not be so loud, please?
Yeah, look at your boy.
They give disapproving looks, and the hefty senior starts towards Z.
Come on, see.
Get that fool off the yard. No, no.
Okay, look, I have to go, all right?
Zurich?
Hey.
Hey.
The hefty senior hangs back when a bald man approaches Z.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You know you shouldn't be on the yard. If the brothers catch you on campus doing Hell Week, you'd be in for a world of trouble, young man.
Yeah.
How you holding up? They treating you all right?
It's good. I'm good.
Listen, I'm on your side no matter what.
Okay.
Okay, now get on out of here. Make me proud that I nominated you for my fraternity.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Z glances over his shoulder as he quickly walks away from the bald man.
Follow me, number 4.
The hefty senior ushers Z into a locker room where others are waiting.
They're trying to heat up on his food. I put this nigga in the zone, bro. Yo. Yeah, wait till that shit get nice and hot.
Get your mind off the phenomenon.
Is that sweat, number 4? Or is you crying like a little bitch?
It's about to get real hot in here, number 4.
The senior with the medallion walks through in a towel.
Yeah, I got this shit.
You got what?
The hefty senior locks eyes with him.
Bet not catch your ass talking to the dean again, number 4.
The hefty senior pushes Z into a steaming shower, fully dressed, then leaves with his frat brothers. The senior with the medallion snickers and starts shaving as Z steps out and stands at attention.
Hell Week is a mystery, bro.
You never know what you're gonna get. Yes, big brother!
Y'all think it's tough, nah. Just wait for hell night. Punch after kick for no reason other than just to see how bad you want it. It's mind over matter, you know? You look like shit, number four. Nothing a hot shower won't fix. Get out of here.
He pulls off his towel and steps into the shower stall. Z picks up his knapsack and walks out. On screen, text reads, Tuesday. Z and his freshman buddies participate in a fundraising car wash, soaping up a silver Mazda.
My baby better shine, too. Don't forget my rims.
He observed the seniors sharing friendly handshakes with a couple of casually dressed, well-built alumni men who appear to be in their 30s. Square gets sprayed with a hose.
They're not washing fast enough. Y'all hurt?
The hefty senior accosts Z.
Hey, hold up. Hey, bring your black ass over here, bro.
The other seniors join in.
Hey, yo, stop flinching. What I tell you about that? You're not cut out for this. Quit.
Nah, you're not quitting.
Oh, I bet I can make it quit, goddamn.
Number four, why you pledging this frat, man? Why you getting your ass beat for this shit?
Because of brotherhood.
You don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Brotherhood, scholarship, leadership, compassion.
The seniors exchange glances.
Why are you here? Why are you here?
Z stands with a furrowed brow and his eyes darting.
You don't even know, do you? I'll get back to them bubbles, might think about it.
The seniors group together. Later, Z walks with his girlfriend.
Paris is the first place I want to go to when I graduate. It's gorgeous.
Girl, what you gonna do in Paris?
There's plenty to do in Paris.
Like what? What they got we don't got?
The Eiffel Tower.
Statue of Liberty next.
The Louvre.
The Smithsonian.
You've never even been to the Smithsonian.
They even got a Waffle House in Paris?
Paris is the culinary center of the world.
It's better to know. They don't have a Waffle House. And don't you want to go to the motherland? Visit your family, Zimbabwe.
Me, girl, please. I'm not from no Zimbabwe tribe. My family's from Chi-Town by way of Louisiana.
You right.
No, don't answer it. Come on, let's eat first.
I have to, babe.
Seriously?
Hello?
The caller ID shows the fraternity insignia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'll be there in 10 minutes, yes, sir. Okay, bye.
Really?
Day's not even over yet. Can I borrow $40, babe? Don't ask why, but I promise I'll pay you back, please.
She pulls some cash from her wallet.
Your guard is okay.
You better not pull this shit on my birthday, you hear me?
I won't, I promise. Okay? I love you.
Hey, man. $37.
In the process of buying two cases of beer, Z's phone lights up with a caller ID, Ron.
Hello? Yeah, I'll be there, man. Stop. All right, bye. Thank
you. The other freshmen wait in a dorm room at night.
Yo, man, I'm not risking my neck for a bunch of fuck-ups, man. I'm out.
The tall boy leaves with Square.
Yo, Square, come on, fool. Let's go.
Now we should go together.
Yeah, sure.
The bearded boy stays behind with a short, clean-cut boy who has a cell phone in hand.
Yo, what is he doing? Ain't nobody girl ever last through hell with him.
Soon afterwards, they are sitting on a curbside railing. The clean-cut boy, Ron, studies his phone.
So, Ron, you a virgin?
Man, why are you asking me that?
Nah, like, you're super religious. You won't drink, so I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm saving myself for marriage and I don't drink.
Holy shit. Yo, how you do that?
I pray.
Hurry up, man. We late.
I know.
What's up, bro?
Z arrives.
At least you got the beer.
Shit, bro. Where your backpack?
I forgot it, bro. Let's just go.
Yo. Your man said he won't drink any aversion because he pray.
Better pray we make it on time.
Shit.
The girl from the drive-thru arrives at the frat house gate.
Hey, Evan.
The senior with the mohawk stops her.
Not tonight, Talia.
What do you mean, not tonight? You know you want me in there.
She grinds against his crotch.
You want me in here doing all this.
Come on, man.
Stop playing.
No.
Just because you're some president of some fancy pants fraternity don't mean you could be out here treating me like a hoe and shit. You having a party up in there now? Let your girl in.
I said get, girl.
Z arrives with Ron and the bearded boy.
Come on.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Who this? New pledges?
It's Dwight.
Mm-hmm. You a football player?
Yo, I said get out of here. Don't make me say it again. Go.
The bearded boy, Dwight, gazes flirtatiously as she brushes past him.
I'll see you later, Dwight. Come on, y'all. We out.
Edwin scolds him.
Yo, what the hell are you looking at, man?
He lays into Z as he takes the cases of beer.
She's supposed to be in your bag, man. How many times I gotta tell you?
Where the rest of your boys at, man?
The three freshmen look around sheepishly. Edwin smiles.
They're already here, man. Just get in the fucking party. Go on, nigga, get on some hoes, man! Snap!
The freshmen run inside while Edwin greets some girls at the gate and kisses one of them.
Yo. I like that dress, though. Look at you.
Dude,
come on,
mine
bro.
Don't matter. Let's go.
That shit forever, bro.
In the kitchen, seniors are gathered around a muscular, bare-chested boy seated on a chair. He braces himself, panting and nodding as the red-hot coat hangers pressed into his flesh, branding his left pec with the fraternity-inverted V insignia. The boy bares his teeth, hoots and hollers as he accepts an open bottle of liquor along with congratulations. The house is packed with young African-American men and women dancing and partying. Z and his buddies edge through the crowd and look around.
This ain't so bad. Tell me why we're pledging again.
This right here. Yeah, right here.
Finally. Give me that. Make yourself scarce.
Angel emerges from a cluster of dancers, takes Z by the hand and pulls him into a hallway. She presses him to a wall and dances against him.
Hey, look, I got a girl, you know, so...
Hold up. Who's talking about being a girl? I just want to dance.
She turns her backside to him and gyrates against him while he leans against the wall.
So does your girl go to school here?
Yeah, she's a fashion major.
Oh. What sorority? Maybe I know her.
Oh, no, she's not the sorority type, so...
Then I won't know her.
He moves her away.
My name is Zerk, and, you're Angel, right?
Impressive, considering all you do in class is sleep.
Oh, you got a keen observer in the house. You be watching me, huh? Very sharp, sharp lady.
Save your bullshit lines, boy. Take some serious brains to get with me.
Get with you, I thought we was just dancing.
She puts a hand on his shoulder, brushes against him, and smooths her hair as she dances, while he grooves to the music with his arm raised in the air. Dwight whispers to him, and he walks away.
Thank you for the dance. I gotta go.
Hey, yo, Big C, I got you, boy.
I don't be forgetting the butter, Big C.
In the kitchen, the seniors are brewing a cocktail in a huge vat.
Yeah, come on. Yo, hey, hold that shit here, bro.
The tall boy approaches with Square.
All right, what you making there, big homie?
Man, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, look here. This is Lambda Juice, all right? A recipe privy to those who make it to the ranks of Lambda Duh. Now bounce, mutt.
The hell are you looking at, Four-Eye? Go do some push-ups or something.
The hefty senior stirs the concoction.
Hey, bro. Neck to the guys, my dude.
Edwin bumps fist with the hefty senior, Big C.
Hit the spot, Big C.
Edwin moves through the crowd and stops to have a flirty conversation with a girl. He wanders through a hallway, then turns toward his frat brothers in the kitchen.
Hey, bruh!
The seniors follow him to another room. Z and Angel scurry behind them and watch with interest.
Hey, it's time to clear. This ain't for no GDIs.
No, who you calling the GDI?
That's what you are, right? A goddamn individual?
Not for long, I ain't.
Roy, you ain't Greek yet.
The seniors form a line and remove their burgundy shirts.
You know what time it is?
The sorority girls in their turquoise shirts dance in time as the seniors perform their macho step routine. Z.
Yo, if we make it through Hell Night, that'll be us out there, you know.
Edwin whispers to another senior, and word passes along to the freshmen to meet up in the frat house basement. Z lingers in the party room, then he moves through the hallway reluctantly and runs his hands over his head. He gradually makes his way to a dark stairway leading down. The five freshmen stand in line in the basement with their faces and fists tightly clenched. The senior with an earring eyes them sternly.
Tighten up my line.
Square signals their chant.
12 beats. Pitchfork preparation, bro. Pitchfork performance. Pitchfork performance for the fame.
The senior with the earring grabs Z by his t-shirt.
This motherfucker shows up with two cases of beer. No sense of discretion at all.
Let him leave. Go be an Ada since you love him so much.
Spit the packet.
Z.
Phi, Beta, Kappa, First American College Fraternity, First American College Fraternity.
Come on.
First American College Fraternity.
Breathe, number four.
First American College Fraternity, organized.
The senior with the medallion whispers to him and pats his arm.
Phi, Beta, Kappa, First American College Fraternity, organizers of the College of Women, May 1776.
I can't hear you, bro. Louder.
Men and women are members of this honorary scholarship society.
Big C.
Is it me or you talking like a girl, number four?
Black fraternities play a major role in the cultural, social, and civic life of their communities, sir.
Senior with the earring.
Are you better than me, number four?
No, big brother, sir.
Then why are you talking to Dean Richardson, huh? No jitty talks to the dean!
Yes, big brother, sir!
Ain't no room for ego in here.
Big C stands in front of Z and drinks liquor from a bottle.
Nigga, is you dumb or is you deaf? Get your ignorant ass out of here, bruh!
The tall boy, third in line, smirks when Z stomps his foot and stands in place.
Hell, you smiling at number three.
Not that, big brother, sir!
Your daddy was a lambda.
Yes, big brother, sir!
And your granddaddy too, is that right?
Yes, big brother, sir!
Big C spits on number three's face.
Yeah. I give a fuck! That don't mean you walking into my frat that easy. Pop out! Bring me the wood.
They smack Square on the butt with a thick paddle as he recites on all fours.
Brotherhood! Leadership! Scholarship! Compassion! Brotherhood!
Now Ron gets the paddle.
I want to be a lambda, big brother, sir!
Dwight gets it.
You want to be a lambda, huh? Huh?
Don't prince!
Z is next.
Stop moving, sir. Don't touch my hand.
The senior with the earring uses full force, swinging the paddle like a baseball bat as he strikes Z. Big C strikes number three. He's about to slam the paddle on number three's spine, but the senior with the medallion intervenes.
You wanna be a lambda, huh? You blocking me?
I am the Dean of Pleasures. This is my line, and every bruise above the neck leads to suspicion.
You want me to rip that fucking brand off your chest? Get the fuck out of my way. Get back in line. Pop out, number one.
Close-ups of the freshmen's faces as they submit. Z narrates.
Find out what just any people will quietly submit to. And you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they are resisted. With either words or with blows or with both.
Afterwards, the freshmen recoup in a dorm room.
Fuck! My ass hurt.
Check them for hemorrhoids.
I said my ass, not my asshole, clown. Shut up.
I'm serious. Hemorrhoids ain't no joke. People get them all the time.
Let me get some of that water, bro.
Yo, y'all niggas is nasty, man. Don't nobody want to be drinking y'all backwash, man. Don't be bumping me, nigga.
Let me get some Epsom salt.
Where are your buckets, man? Under the sink. Z, have you seen your back?
God damn, Z. They gave you that slave beatdown. Shit, bruh. That's how we all gonna look on Hell Night.
Yeah, he asked for it. We all got beat tonight because he fucked up all day long, man. Don't feel sorry for his ass.
Some of that was from you not waiting on this stuff.
What?
Look, we need to come together as a team. I mean, the spit on your face ain't get that
through. Oh, you think you slick, huh, nigga? I'll beat your ass, nigga.
Whoa.
You don't look like that, nigga.
Yo, what's up, nigga? Whoa, how about we all just set our clocks for 9 p.m., okay? We sit in the car and wait until we get our instructions together.
Stop complaining, man. All of you.
Z.
If we can't take what hit us tonight, we gonna make it to no damn Hell Night. You know that, right? It's a rite of passage. We gonna earn this shit.
Yo, what I tell y'all about this weed shit, man? I wouldn't be with none of y'all niggas if I didn't have to, all right? Get that shit straight.
Yo, who that?
We got at the door, bro.
Square answers the door. The senior with the medallion struts in.
Dean of Pledges, line up. Greedy Ares.
Greedy Ares the Great. You're the epitome of Lambda 5. The perfect Lambda 5 that shines bright. Taking us to Hell Night and back.
Sit. You boys did well tonight. They made me look too bad. Stop calling your big brothers. Because the bruh's going to be there on Hell Night to see what the new line is made of. You have any questions, you ask them. They're all out in the real world making power moves. The brothers are gonna be your new family now. They're gonna have your backs for life. Move forward to persevere.
He pats Square on the back of the neck as he leaves. The freshmen sit eyeing each other with dismal expressions. An African-American medic walking in a hospital corridor gets a cell phone call from Z.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
Greetings, big brother.
None of that big brother stuff.
Sorry, doctor.
None of that doctor shit either.
I'm still doing my residency. Just Malcolm.
Got you. Malcolm.
A man asleep in bed gets a cell phone call from number three.
Hey, we hanging in there, big brother.
The rest of your line, brothers?
You got each other's backs?
Yeah. Yeah, sure do.
Ron's big brother is driving.
Anybody been to the hospital yet?
Everyone is fine, big brother friend.
Good. Just stay focused, all right? It'll all be worth it at the end, man.
Square's big brother is in an office tower.
Square. You boys keeping things discreet?
Yes, sir.
What are the principles of the fraternity?
Leadership, scholarship, compassion, and brotherhood.
All right.
Because that's something you're going to have to live by the rest of your life. Call me anytime.
Dwight's big brother is at home with his little daughter on his knee.
Hey.
Greetings, big brother, sir.
How's the season going?
My season going well. Trying to be in the league like you.
There's more to life than football.
Focus on your scholarship, your family.
Z's call with big brother Malcolm continues.
What's your major?
Biology pre-med.
Pre-med? If you need me to put a word in, let me know.
That would be great. That would be great, Malcolm. I could sure use some help like that.
But one thing at a time. Let's just keep your mind on getting through Hell Week.
Yes, sir.
Wednesday at dawn, Z arrives at his girlfriend's door. Her roommate answers.
No funny business. Get in, get out.
Z places a gift bag on his girlfriend's nightstand while she sleeps and a red rose by her pillow. He covers up her shoulder and kisses her cheek before leaving.
Happy birthday.
Outside, the freshmen pull up in Square's Volvo.
Let's go, let's go!
Z comes running and hops in the back. The roommate watches through the window as they drive away. Z's girlfriend awakens.
Oh my God! Did you do this? Nope.
Z's girlfriend turns on a light and opens a card in a pink envelope. She smiles as she sits up in bed reading it.
Aww.
She pulls a teddy bear out of the gift bag.
I bet he bought it at Walmart.
Later, Z saunters across the campus with a knapsack on. He gets a text message from Pops that reads, "You've been on my mind. Is everything okay?" Z replies, "Can I call you later?" Pops says, "Zurich, it only takes a second to call. I need to hear from you." Then Z runs into the professor.
Zurich, hey. Good morning, professor. I can't chat, though. I'm headed to cast my votes.
Well, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it? How's the paper going?
It's good. It's good. I'm on it.
He spots the dean nearby.
All right, I will catch you later, professor.
She stops him.
Hey, if you're going to cast your ballot, student union's this way. Come on, walk with me.
You keep me on my toes, professor.
Seriously, man, talk to me.
Are we talking about the paper or what?
I don't know, are we?
I'm going through some things right now.
Yeah, I know. And you should know that I am here to help.
What? So you can look down on me like my girlfriend? No, no. No, thanks. I'm not quitting.
Did I say anything about quitting?
Say what, Professor?
You're injured, aren't you?
No, I'm fine.
I can tell by your breathing you have an injury. And the way you're holding your side is probably your ribs, and you really should get it looked at.
I appreciate it, but I am just trying to keep my head low and make it through Hell Week, okay? Mine doesn't matter. That's it. I ain't no leader.
You know, you don't always choose to be a leader. People gravitate to you. You can't run from it.
Well, I'm not anybody. Okay, who am I to change anything?
I want you to take that passion and lead by example. You light the torch to lead your brothers out from the underground and back to what your fraternity was meant to be. You see it through, Connell.
The dean approaches.
Morning. Morning?
Morning, morning. I have to go. I'm gonna go cast my vote.
Zurich, you take care of that extra assignment.
Yes, ma'am, Professor Hughes.
Z walks away.
Great day for a student body election. Am I right, Professor Hughes? Energy, fresh blood.
Long as it's not on our hands. Good day, Dean Richardson.
An aerial shot of the campus at dusk. Z narrates.
The struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one. And it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle.
Practicing the fraternity step routine in the moonlight.
Learn to learn the fire till we die.
We're more enthusiastic.
Y'all sound like a bunch of weak ass dumpies.
The senior with the medallion suppresses laughter as Square screws up.
That's right.
Yo, what you doing, number one? My nigga, he ain't got no rhythm, bro.
Hey, get that shit right, number one.
Lambda!
The senior with the earring lectures Square.
March on beat, or there won't be no probate show for you.
All right?
He hits Square with a stick.
So hit!
The senior with the medallion intervenes.
Fall out.
They spread out and throw a football around as cops arrive.
Yo. Ball.
Hands. All right, get on your knees. Keep your hands where we can see them.
The college boys drop to their knees and put their hands on their heads. Two white cops shine lights on them, revealing the freshmen's identical hoodies. The seniors have ordinary jeans and jackets on. They respond to the cops' questions.
What are you boys doing out here?
We were just practicing football, officer.
We've been watching you boys for a while now, and tell me what you're really doing out here.
Officer, we're just a bunch of fraternity brothers practicing for a step show. That's all, sir.
The lead cop nods his head as he scrutinizes them.
So much for your code of silence, huh? I was a fraternity brother myself. All right, y'all get up out of my woods and don't let me catch you here after hours again.
Yes, sir.
Yo, come on.
Thank you.
Go.
The college boys disappear into the darkness. Afterwards, in the dorm room, Z tapes Square's swollen middle finger.
Sorry. It'll be all right, though, man. It's just a sprain.
Thanks, Doc.
I like the sound of that.
Well, as long as you don't drop the line, I'm squared away.
I'm not gonna try. Squared. Oh, that was you trying to be funny, right? Like a joke?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thursday at the frat house. The seniors watch TV while the freshmen stand in line guzzling water from a 5-gallon water cooler bottle.
Yo, what the fuck are we watching? We put the game on, man. Yo, keep gulping that water. Don't spill that shit on my floor, boy.
You ain't never see this?
Hell no.
It's actually a good movie, bro, if you ignore that romantic shit. See, this vampire saved his girl from dying because he loved her. But the thing is, he used his own blood.
I will return.
You'll see.
Catherine, I how's that better than basketball?
Square gags and spits water.
Hey, don't throw up on my fucking floor, boy.
Ain't nobody say y'all need to get out of the line.
I'm about to teach you much a lesson.
I am.
Stick your hands out.
I got it, bro.
The freshmen hold their arms out with hands face down. Big C gets set to hit them with a straightened coat hanger.
Any of you thinking about quitting yet?
Hey, hold up. Shit! Hey, go upstairs and read about the history of the fraternity. Come on. Set!
The freshmen run off and Edwin answers the door. The drive-thru girl enters with her coworker.
What took you so long?
Chill out, I'm here. Hey, y'all, what's going on? Hey. This is my girl, Candy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Candy.
It smells in here like y'all been working out.
It do.
Shit, I'm about to work you out. Get your ass upstairs, girl.
Edwin goes upstairs with the drive-thru girl.
I'm going to be back.
Hey, Candy. We got plenty of brews.
Freshman in the attic.
Okay. Lambda Lambda Phi, founded 1902, fraternity quickly established chapters where?
They overhear sounds from another room.
Oh, he is putting in that work.
Bruh, he knee deep in that pussy.
Yo, yo, stop. We need to read this history so we don't get our ass kicked.
Man, shit, what does it matter, man? We gonna get our ass kicked anyway, man. Wake up, bro.
Edwin walks in.
No, sit. Relax. But not relaxed.
He stands bare-chested before them, revealing a lean, muscular torso with tattoos.
Who wants to fuck that girl? So none of y'all want the pussy. Well, guess what? You ain't got no choice in that matter.
Hey, yo, E! Game on, bro!
Square raises his hand.
Oh, hell no, no.
He throws some shiny packets at Z.
Number four, you first. Get up. Snap! Get up! Keep studying.
Z finds a drive-thru girl waiting in a bedroom wearing panties and a tank top.
Took you long enough. Come on, get in here before the club closes.
He winces as she jumps into his arms. She pushes him back on the bed.
Ow, stop, hold on.
Boy, what's your problem?
She pulls his shirt off and sees his bruises.
Damn. How about we just cuddle?
Cuddle what?
Look, I see you can't do this. Look, I won't tell the boys on you, all right? And besides, I don't want to give you the final blow that sends you to the hospital because, boy, I will. I'm that good.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yes, I'm that good. Well, what's it going to be, Kunta?
Kunta.
Boy, don't even get me started.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
They lean back on pillows propped against a headboard.
Why you let him treat you like this?
Who, Edwin? Please. Nobody makes me do nothing I don't want to do.
Then why are you doing this then?
Your girlfriend know about this part of pleasure?
Since I have a girlfriend.
Oh, boy, please. I know your type. Okay, Mr. Puppy Eyes, go to church, respectable type nigga. You wanna fuck, but you gotta have a girl to do it or you feel ignoble. You ain't no different than me. I love fucking, okay? I just don't need to prove I got respect by doing it with one man. I'm free.
Ignoble. Do you even know what that means?
I ain't ignorant. You do not have to go to college to know stuff. I learn from life. I'm gonna write me a book one day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Full of fancy words. All the white women in Oprah's book club gonna be reading my shit. Watch.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you need to start making noise.
What do you mean?
Ooh.
She straddles him.
Start making noise, boy. This is the show or they gonna sush you out.
Fuck. Stop.
She climbs off.
Okay, you need to get those ribs looked at. You might have a hairline fracture or something.
Where do you learn this stuff? Huh? I'm serious. What? What's your name?
Toya?
Just Toya?
Yep.
You know, my pops used to go.
You doing this because your pops did?
He dropped mine.
Mm-hmm. What's he think about you pledging? All right, now you better start making noise. Come on. Look at you all up in Toya's shit.
Ah! Toya reaches back, grabs hold of the headboard, gyrates, and bounces.
Toya, damn. Ooh. Don't stop.
I'm sweating. We didn't even do nothing.
He kisses her cheek.
Thank you, Toya. For real.
Boy, get your ass out of here. Come on, let's go. You gotta get out of here. Go.
Where's that?
Go. Next!
He returns to the attic and throws the packets at Square. The others look at him and gesture with questioning expressions.
Go.
Square runs out and Z picks up a study sheet.
So where do we leave off?
Friday, washing dishes in the commercial kitchen.
See, it's not so bad. Community service is good for everyone.
Number 3.
Man, all this work got me hungry, man.
Dwight puts a dirty plate in his face.
Yo, get it out of my face. Yo, get it out of my face, man. What the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
Then you ain't that hungry.
Man, I don't want no dog food, bro.
Oh, it's dog.
Dwight eats something from the plate.
You a nasty motherfucker. Let up!
Dean Richardson walks in wearing a burgundy fraternity cardigan.
I want y'all to hear this.
The freshmen gather around him.
Don't forget y'all been touched. You are following in the footsteps of the most prestigious black men in American history, and thus far, you've done good work.
Yes, sir, Dean Richardson.
Number 4, step forward.
Z steps forward.
Your father must be proud of you.
Yeah, he is, sir.
Your father didn't cross the line back in the day, but you will. You are in the good hands of generations of tradition and honorable brothers.
Thank you, sir.
Make me proud. And that goes for all of you. I am the master of my fate.
I am the captain of my soul.
The dean looks them over as they stand at attention in aprons and rubber gloves. Then he turns and leaves. The freshmen gradually relax. Square smiles.
He seems really nice.
Toya and Candy at the Whataburger indoor order counter.
Girl, there is nothing like some fresh D. No, but those new Lambda pledgees are fine as hell. Did you see them?
Yes.
Right.
But girl, you don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. I mean, what Lambda you ain't fucking?
And it was wow.
Z's girlfriend approaches with her roommate. The roommate speaks out.
Hi, excuse me. Did you just say that you
saw Excuse me. Can I take your order?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh.
What is your name?
It's right here.
Did you just say you slept with the Lambda dogs and their pledgees? Mm.
First of all, that's none of your business. Did you come here to order food or what?
Or not. Was there a guy named Zurich there?
No. Was there?
Z's girlfriend.
We're not hungry. Thank you.
Bye, girls.
Have a good day.
Head back to campus and study.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Did she just walk up to me?
Can we go?
No, you need to go talk to that girl.
She is not the one that he's talking to.
Come on, let's just go. Come on. Real.
Z's girlfriend scolds her roommate and walks out. Z sits beside Angel in a darkened classroom where students are looking through microscopes while a teacher paces around the room. Z's girlfriend taps at the window door. He collects his things and joins her in a brightly lit hallway.
Hey, what's up, babe?
She shuns his attempt to kiss her.
What'd I think? I'm sorry, they had us busy, all we paint showers.
Did you sleep with another girl?
What are you talking about? What girl?
Some girl named Toya was up in Whataburger talking about how she slept with the whole line of Lambda pledges. Well,
it ain't true.
He gets a text from Dwight that reads, "Where are you?" in capital letters with 4 question marks.
Okay. All right. There was a girl there, but I didn't sleep with her. The other guys did, but I didn't. Okay? Like, you gotta believe me.
She turns away as he tries to kiss her.
Like, I've come this far, and after that, I'm all yours. I done told you.
Do you remember when we met last semester? How we stayed up all night talking about our hopes and dreams. I couldn't wait to get to know
you. Please, don't try and talk me out of this.
Zurg, we're done.
Please don't do this. Why are we doing this? Huh?
Dwight jogs toward them.
Why are we doing this?
Dog,
hold on.
Z,
hold on.
Z, the car waiting.
Go. Your bruh's calling.
She leaves in a huff.
Now, come on, the car waiting. The car waiting. Come on, we gotta go.
Z punches the wall as he walks down the hall with Dwight. Next, an indoor swimming arena. The freshmen are wearing white t-shirts and boxers with white sweatbands as blindfolds. They squat in a line, struggling to stay on their feet, with their arms lashed together and their backs against a wall.
Z, you breathing heavy, you all right?
I'm fine. Everybody good? Square, you good? You holding up?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Get on this camera.
Man, shut the fuck
hey,
up, bro.
Fuck you, man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking to you.
The seniors enter, banging buckets of tennis balls together. Big C gives them each a slap on the face.
Let's get this ass whooping going, guys. Pick it up!
The freshmen struggle to stand up, then squat again.
What the fuck are y'all doing? Squat! I don't want to see any ass on the fucking floor. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On your feet.
The freshmen stand, arms locked, blindfolds on.
Greet your big brothers.
Greet his big brother. Pain is a mind killer. A little evil that disseminates from the inside out. We must learn to face and control it.
Hey, grit, number four. Move forward till I say stop.
Z's cheeks puff in and out, and he breathes heavily through his nose as he inches toward the swimming pool linked to the other blindfolded freshmen.
Let's go, mutts!
They step off the edge and fall into the pool feet first. They unlash their arms underwater, then bob up to the surface, still blindfolded. The seniors pelt them with tennis balls.
Turn around! Remove your motherfucking blindfolds, mother! Turn the fuck around! Y'all think this shit is a game?
Z narrates.
If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters.
The freshmen sit in the parked car at night. Square is eating, and number three harasses him.
I hope it don't for the night.
Yo, look at Crack Baby eating chicken wings like it's crack and shit.
Leave him alone. Man, he's hungry.
Yo, I bet you ain't had no chicken wings in your whole square life. Just sushi and shit.
Why?
Yo, wait. Well, you'll get a bucket of sushi for $9.99.
What are you trying to say, Frank?
Yo, I'm saying you ain't no real nigga, bro.
Frank is number three.
Yo, both of y'all just shut the hell up, all right? We need to...
Z.
We need to be focused.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. And tell me something I don't know, nigga.
Z and Frank slap each other.
Call me a nigga in that tone of voice again, bro. Or any one of us, please.
Get the hand on my face.
Everyone gets out of the car. A shoving match takes place as the others separate Frank and Z. The senior with the medallion intervenes.
What the fuck are you guys doing? Supposed to wear the fucking parts of the brush, are you? You know that.
Z is on the ground, wheezing.
What's wrong with number four?
He's having trouble breathing going on 2 days now, sir.
Yo, you good?
Can't breathe. Can't breathe.
Yo, we done with y'all for the night. Number three. Take him to Big Brother Malcolm's.
I'll take him.
Shut up. My orders are for number three to take him. You hear me? All right.
Later, Z lies in the back of the parked Volvo station wagon while Frank sits in the driver's seat, rubbing his face restlessly.
Yo, man, we've been here for over 3 hours, man.
Hey, Brother Malcolm should be done with the shit soon. I can't wait to be in a residency at a big hospital like this.
Look, man, don't talk. Just concentrate on breathing, all right? What?
Nigga, I didn't know you cared.
Nigga, please.
You love me. Nigga, just say it.
Nigga, I hate you, all right?
Ow, nigga, stop. Don't
let him breathe then, nigga. Breathe.
I'm trying, nigga, if you'd shut up.
Hey, nigga, pass the preparation haste for them hemorrhoids, all right?
Oh, fuck.
Brother Malcolm knocks at the window.
Oh,
let's bounce. Follow my call.
Hi.
Yo.
You comfortable, bro?
Am I comfortable?
Nigga, you good?
Yes, nigga, I'm good. I got this.
All right, we out, man. Yo, that nigga scared the shit out of me, man.
Came in like Batman, nigga, from nowhere.
In a living room, Z lies back in a suede chair while Malcolm examines him.
You've got a fractured rib. It's the swelling in that area that makes it hard to breathe.
So what does that mean?
There's no way to put a cast on a fractured rib. It's a vulnerable spot. Resting and healing on its own in about 6 weeks.
What about healing it, man?
I've seen this a dozen times. You're gonna be fine. All right? I got painkillers to get you through. Just stay away from blows to the ribs or you end up on the operating table. I'll talk to Fernando. Then let me get those painkillers for you.
Malcolm leaves.
Damn.
Frank eases back in a leather reclining chair, yawns, and falls asleep. Z makes a call on his cell phone. He falls asleep. Later, all the freshmen are in the car, parked outside Roshan's dorm.
She in there?
Yeah.
Go on in. Go get your woman back.
Frank.
Yo, I'll come with you, man. I got you, bro.
All right, man.
Well, let's go.
Wait, hold on.
The boys remain in the car, observing Z's girlfriend, Roshan, as she exits the building with her large group of friends, all dressed up for an evening out.
Let's roll, man.
Bro, you sure?
I mean, look at her.
Roshan and her roommate hang back, engaged in a conversation.
I don't want to ruin it.
I dig you, man. Yo.
Let's go.
Let's roll.
Come on.
Square starts the car. Later, in a bedroom, Square sits in a chair while Z rests in bed.
I think we should talk to Dean Richardson.
Square smirks.
What? You wanna quit now?
Dude, are you... You're not aware of what it's like for a guy like me? What are you talking about? You're the smartest dude I know. Look at this place your parents got for you. After graduation, it'll be straight. You don't need a fraternity. What's my name?
What are you talking about?
You call me Square.
Z props himself up.
But what's my real name?
Z stares for a moment, then shakes his head.
That's what I thought. But after Hell Night, ain't nobody gonna mistake me for a Square. I'm not pledging for what I can get after school. I'm pledging for what I can get now. I'll be a brother and I'll have earned my respect. So you go talk to the dean alone. You hear me?
I do.
It's earnest. My real name is Ernest.
He adjusts his glasses and leaves the room. Z sits up on the side of the bed. A view of the campus at sunrise shows a pink horizon with bright sky above. Later on, students filing into Professor Hughes' classroom deposit papers on her desk before taking their seats. On screen, text reads, Hell Night.
Late papers arriving at my office tonight after 8 p.m. will be docked to half grade. Every day after that, they will be docked a whole grade. Come on, we're in business. Thank you. Thank you.
Z takes his seat without handing in a paper.
Zurich, did you hear me? Zurich.
Yes, I heard you. What's up?
Do you have a paper for me?
He walks out. Angel's mouth hangs open as she watches him leave. Professor Hughes gapes and hesitates as she addresses the class.
Okay.
Z trudges down a hallway with his knapsack on. He reaches a closed door at the end of the hall and stares at it for a moment before knocking.
Come here.
Dean Richardson chuckles and smiles warmly as Z enters his office.
Sit down.
The dean gets up from his desk chair and perches on the front of his desk while Z sits in a guest chair with his head bowed.
So how's it going?
It's tough, dark. About to lose my mind. It's like the minute nightfall hits, I get sick to my stomach, you know?
Look, I would not have recommended you if I didn't think you had what it takes to be a part of my fraternity. Now, there's a proud tradition of my frat, and hopefully this will be yours soon.
Yes, sir.
Two wooden paddles hold a place of honor atop his bookcase.
I'm glad you came by to see me. And then you can come by any time, but today, you don't want to keep your line brothers waiting.
The dean returns to his chair behind the desk.
Look, you don't know how it is, Doc.
I am not that old that I've forgotten. Humiliation builds humility, and one more night is not going to kill you. This I know.
That is when pledging was above ground. It's not how it is anymore. After hazing became illegal, it went underground, and with all due respect, Dean Richardson, I don't think you understand that we need to change, and we need it now because the lives of our students and the honor of this fraternity is at stake. So, you know,
The dean's face tightens into a puzzled expression.
You thought you were just going to walk into my frat, Zurich? You come in here and you tell me that I don't know something that I don't understand?
No, sir, that's not at all what
Look, you are merely facing what other men have met. You know your poems?
Yes, sir.
On your feet, give me see it through.
When you're up against trouble, meet it squarely face to face. Lift your chin, say your shoulders, plant your feet, and take a brace. When it's vain to try and dodge it, do the best that you can do.
You may fail, and you may conquer. See it through. See it through.
The dean gets in his face.
Get out my office and cross them burning sands, and I will see you on the other side.
Z collects his knapsack from the floor and leaves with his head down. The dean stares off broodingly. Z trudges across the campus after dark. The other freshmen meet up inside Whataburger.
Hey, yo, Z not with you, man?
Man, I barely made it here from practice. He got that paper due.
I'll try calling him. Please.
While walking at 7:40 p.m., Z's phone lights up with an incoming call from Square, but he doesn't answer it. He stops and stares at a bench inscribed with a fraternity insignia. Next, he sits at a desk, typing on his laptop, thinking and referring to a Frederick Douglass paperback book. Z narrates.
If we ever get free from the oppressions and wrongs heaped upon us, we must pay for the removal. We must do this by labor, by suffering, by sacrifice, and if needs be, by our lives and the lives of others.
The others sit around a table at Whataburger.
Coming or not?
He dropped.
Nah, man, he'll be here, all right?
Call him again.
Toya.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
I got some apple pies for y'all.
Let me get that.
What's up? Where's Zorik at?
Yo, man, you got no burgers to flip, man.
You ain't got nowhere to be?
Yeah. You got a boyfriend?
What's that got to do with you?
You know, we'll be done tomorrow.
Bye, boys. Have
a
good night.
Hey, thank you for the pies.
You're welcome.
We gotta go now.
No, hold on just a bit more, all right?
While typing at 8:03 p.m., Z gets a text in capital letters from Dwight saying, Z, where you at? Triple question marks. We waiting. Z disregards it and continues typing. A text from Square comes in at 8:03 p.m. Meet us at the spot, 9 p.m. Double exclamation points. Z types a closing line of his paper. It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. He sits back pensively. Shortly afterwards, he slips his paper under Professor Hughes's office door. She sits in her big leather desk chair and runs her eyes over the title page. She turns to the front page of his neatly typed essay, scans the beginning, then stares off with a satisfied expression. A view of the quiet city at night as a lone car crosses a bridge. On campus, the freshmen are hanging around the parked Volvo when Z runs up.
Yo, dude, what the fuck, man?
Glad y'all can make it.
Come on, bro.
My fault.
Z slaps hands with Frank and Dwight and gives them each a one-armed hug.
What's up, boy?
Man.
What up?
I thought you dropped.
Hell yeah. You let my boys down? Are you crazy?
Motherfucker, man.
Z gapes at Ron.
Did he just cuss? He just cussed, man.
See, can you just get in the car?
Yeah, man. Okay, hold on. Can y'all come here real quick? Come here.
What, man?
Come here.
They gather around Z.
I just want us to take a moment to remember where you're from. Can we do that?
Dude, you know I'm from here, man. Let's go,
bro. We are not from here. We are not from here. Detroit, New Orleans, D.C. Where you from again, Square?
Indianapolis.
We are not from here. Nor the brothers of this fraternity. So I'm going to ask you again, do you know where we are from? Huh? We come from kings and queens, man, not slaves. You, kings. And after we cross them burning sands tomorrow, we will act as such. We're going to treat each other with respect, our pledged brothers before us, and our pledged brothers to come. With respect, honor, dignity. All of that, man, because we earn this shit. I love y'all, man.
Ron.
Can I get an amen, brothers?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Shit. Oh, let's go.
Let's ride, man.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who? Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who? Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
Who?
Lambda Phi.
Who?
At the frat house.
One of the devices always played you. One who debated you when others have played you. That's what I call a brother. One who's been there when life seems rotten. One who ideals are not forgotten. One who gives a lot more than he's got. That's what I call a brother. That's what I call a brother. One who's willing to hate you.
The freshmen sit in a line of chairs wearing white tank top undershirts, reciting while the seniors use electric clippers to shave their heads. Now a view of their bald heads from above as they stand in line in the frat house hallway. The seniors leave and the freshmen crowd together excitedly. Next, they're in the car with Square driving.
Yo, get off at that exit right there, man.
Are y'all hungry?
They stop at a gas station. Square takes the pump away from Z and fills the car.
Give me that. I got it.
Z and Frank hang out with Square. Dwight and Ron bring back food and beer.
Hey, yo, you handed that pump like you handed Toya Square.
Ernest, you gonna answer Frank?
Z.
Cause I'm gonna be real with you, I didn't smash Toya.
What?
I didn't do it.
Ron.
I'm still a virgin.
What?
Frank.
Hey, yo, I tapped that, yo.
Of course. Sure you did.
I sure hell did. I was like, boom, boom, boom.
Wait, hold up.
Dwight.
Answer the question, Ernest. I wanted to. Toya's smart. If I was her, I wouldn't touch Square either.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Give me a second. She's grand, noble, sublime.
She's what?
Sublime.
The last word.
Sublime. You know what I mean.
Oh, dear Lord. Hell night, here we come.
They get in the car and drive away.
It's on now. I'm about to cheer it.
Hey.
Everybody knows that my damn name is
Zuri.
Hey. You know this shit, we earned it.
Hey.
With my nigga Square, I mean his name is
Ernie. Hey.
Later, parked in the countryside.
Yo, turn off the lights, man.
Yo, we are in the middle of nowhere.
Yo, turn them off.
They sit in the car looking out at darkness.
We at the right place? Is there supposed to be a boy?
Leave me alone. Why are you always asking and never doing?
Not right now, guys. It's not the time.
How am I supposed to know if I don't ask? It says we're in the right place.
All right, I'll call Dean Aries.
Z dials his phone. A senior bangs on the window, startling them.
Oh, shit.
We in here. Get out the car.
Seniors rough them up as they emerge from the car.
Wake up!
The freshmen fall in line, then do their step routine while marching toward a barn.
What y'all fools scared of me for? Huh? Face forward. Link up! Let's go.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die. Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
Yeah, goddamn.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
That's a little ugly motherfucker, boy.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
Come on.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
Uh-huh. Fix that face.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
I said fix that face, number one.
Lambda, lambda, fire till we die. Lambda, lambda, fire till we die.
The barn door slides open, revealing a mob of frat brothers and alumni.
Welcome to Hell Night, fellas.
Let the party begin.
Get your asses in here. Let's go. Let's get in line. Let's go. Let's go.
Come
The brothers pour liquid on the freshmen's bald heads, swarm them, and yell in their faces. The senior with the medallion shouts orders.
Unlock!
Freshmen stand at attention.
Face forward.
They turn and stand shoulder to shoulder.
Yo, let's get those hoodies off. Let's get those hoodies off. Come on.
Brothers handle them roughly while pulling off their hoodies.
Link up!
Freshmen link their arms together.
Greet your big brothers.
Greet your big brothers!
Brothers grab them by their throats and push them into the straw on the ground, then haul them up and put them back in line.
You don't want this shit! You don't want this shit!
Yes, big brother, sir!
They pin Dwight to the ground and strike the soles of his feet with a coat hanger.
Let's go, dude! Let's go, dude! Let's go, dude!
You want to be a land? They spank Square with a wooden paddle.
Come on, Square.
They strike Frank in the gut with flat hands, slap his face, and punch him.
Eat that shit. Stand up straight. You better stop fucking moving, boy. I swear to God. I swear to God. So finish your ass up.
Z.
Mind over matter, y'all. Mind over matter.
Edwin.
Put your hands up. Get his ass.
Z stands with his arms braced at shoulder level while the brothers strike his torso with flat, open hands.
Get your ass up!
He falls, then gets back on his feet. Z stands bravely with his face clenched while Big C smiles and slaps Z's head.
Bring that shit! I want to be a lab to start!
Frank continues to bear wax to the gut.
Let's go, number three! Let's go, number three! That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
One frat brother empties red sauce from a can into five shiny dog dishes on the ground.
Offline, bros. Let them enjoy their last meal. Fall back in line. Let's go. Let's go.
The freshmen stand shoulder to shoulder and link arms.
On your knees.
They drop to their knees before the dishes.
Eat.
They eat from the dishes.
Eat the dog food. Eat.
Say eat, goddamn. Finish your food, boys. Yeah.
Boy, you better eat that food. Yeah. I'm gonna beat your ass worse than your mama ever did, goddamn.
We're gonna drop your ass if you don't eat.
Frank starts to gag and spits up on the straw.
Get your ass up out of here, man.
Z finishes his own food and starts eating from Frank's dish.
What the hell you doing? That ain't yours. This is yours.
They pull Z away and kick him. Frank piles on top of Z and blocks their kicks.
This motherfucker think he a hero.
They stand Z up. He clenches his face and raises his arms. He bawls silently as frat brothers slap his torso. Someone slaps both of Z's ears at once. He winces, grabs his head, and falters. A brother supports him and steadies him on his feet as blood trickles from one ear. Z turns to see Frank struggling to stay on his feet while Edwin goads him and others encircle him and beat him. Frank grits his teeth and loses his footing. Everyone stares as he drops onto his back into the straw and goes limp. Edwin hovers over him.
Get up, Frank!
Big C stares wide-eyed.
What's wrong with him?
Frank's body jerks around and white foam fills his open mouth.
Get up, man!
Malcolm turns him onto his side.
Keep him on his side. Keep him on his side. Come on, come on, see. Hold his neck. Hold his neck. Come on.
Okay, okay, okay.
Right, he's alive, but he need to get him to a hospital right now. There ain't nothing I can do for him right here.
Z paces and rubs his head. Others are paralyzed with fear.
Is he moving?
Edwin pulls Malcolm off and accosts Z.
You do nothing. You do nothing. You do nothing. You fucking take him and dump him at the emergency driveway, all right? You dump him and you leave him. Don't fucking wait. They'll take care of him. Watch out for cameras. Cover your faces. Cover your place.
Has this happened before?
Take your fucking boy and go. Go, go, go!
Yo, we need to get out of here.
Damn! Step aside. Step aside.
Frat brothers and alumni scurry out the door. Only Malcolm stays behind to help the freshmen.
Get the car!
Go get the car!
Go!
Square runs for the car.
Go! All right, watch his neck. On the count of three. On the count of three. One, two, three.
The others carry unconscious Frank out. Next, freshman in the car.
Let's go! Let's go! Drive, man!
Oh, I'm trying! I'm trying!
How is he, man? Oh, he's good. He's good. Faster.
I'm trying. Go faster. I'm trying.
They arrive at the hospital emergency entrance at dawn and haul Frank from the car with their hoods up.
Get the ball right. Get the ball right.
Let's go now.
I got him. I got him.
They arrest Frank on a sidewalk and start heading back to the car.
Amen.
Z remains in place, standing over Frank's comatose body splayed on the concrete.
Look, man, they're coming. We got to go. We got to go. Come on. Look, man, they're coming. We gotta go. Come on.
Yo, let's go. Get in the car.
Come on, man.
Yo, run. Z, let's go.
No.
Z pulls his hood off and squats beside Frank.
What are you doing, man?
Z feels for a pulse on Frank's neck, then sits down beside him, rocking forward as he sobs. Dwight pulls his hood off as he comes to sit beside Z. A nurse arrives.
What's his name?
It's Frank.
Frank, can you hear me? Was he shot?
No.
Square joins them and pulls his hood off as the medical team arrives. The boys help lift Frank onto a stretcher, and they watch glumly as he's wheeled inside. They remain huddled around the entrance after Frank is gone. Daytime in a hospital waiting room. The four miserable freshmen sit side by side wearing identical blue hoodies with an empty middle chair between them where number three is missing from the line. Square sits erect, staring off. Ron has his hands clasped together before his face. Dwight's elbows rest on his knees as he frowns at the floor, nursing his wrist. Tears stream down Z's cheeks as he weeps silently.
We're gonna need a consult tonight. The police are on their way.
Z's face contorts as he tries to suppress his tears. He gazes at the floor and takes a deep breath. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out his phone, clears his throat, and gives his head a shake. He puts the phone to his ear and waits.
Hello?
Hey, Pops.
Cut to black. The title, Burning Sands, appears in jagged white capital letters on a black screen. Credits. Directed by Gerard McMurray. Written by Christine T. Berg and Gerard McMurray. Produced by Stephanie Elaine, Jason Michael Berman, Reginald Hudlin, and Mel Jones. Executive producers, Carolyn Connor, Common, Derek Dudley, Shelby Stone, Ian Brick, Ifunanya Maduka, and Gerard McMurray. Director of Photography, Isaiah Dante Lee. Production Designer, Eric Lewis Robert. Edited by Evan Schrodek. Costume Designer, Roland Sanchez. Music by Kevin Lax. Music Supervisors, Hit the Ground Running, Jason Alexander and Jonathan Christensen. Casting by Kim Coleman. Starring Trevor Jackson as Zurich, Tawson Cole as Frank, Daron Horton as Square, Trevante Rose as Fernander, Soraya Rotimi as Angel, Octavius J. Johnson as Ron, Mitchell Edwards as Stefan, Malik Bazil as Dwight, Imani A. Hakim as Roshan, Nefessa Williams as Toya, with Steve Harris as Dean Richardson, Alfrey Woodard as Professor Hughes, and Sagan Akande as Big Brother Malcolm. Netflix presents a Netflix original film, A Mandalay Pictures, Homegrown Pictures, Hudlin Entertainment Production, in association with Freedom Road Productions, a film by Gerard McMurray, Burning Sands. This film was supported by the Sundance Institute Feature Film Program, shot entirely on location in Petersburg, Chesterfield, and Henrico, Virginia. The characters, names, and events and incidents portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to the name, character, and or history of any person is purely coincidental and unintentional. Copyright, Underground 5, LLC, 2017. All rights reserved.
The sins of the father inherited. Sometimes I feel my life is an experiment. I'm driven, but God's will is steering it. I focus on the road, heavy as my eyelids. In a world where power is parallel to violence, it won't change if we remain in silence. See it through, look inside for the guidance. Humanity is where the honor and the pride is. For those who can't no more, tears I'ma cry this. Now I decipher who my tribe is and live a life to know what the other side is.
This diamond is just a stone.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.